Hi, my name's Alison and I work for the Church Army over in Sheffield, and it's my pleasure today to look at the readings that we've got and see what God's got for each and every one of us. So here we are at the fourth Sunday of Easter, which in some Christian traditions has been named Good Shepherd Sunday. It's a day when we celebrate and promote vocations in the church. This is now our sixth Sunday in lockdown, and none of the churches in our land have congregated together for those 6 weeks, and yet we are still church. Different, but still church. Because we all know the old adage, church is the people, not the building. The doors of our buildings are locked and the gates closed, yet the church, I feel, is very much alive and kicking. Through the wonders of the World Wide Web, we're able to communicate together and to gather together in our homes and worship through digital means. As we watch the YouTube services and Facebook sermons and Zoom prayers and listen to audio recordings, we're not just mere spectators, but we're active participants in the continuation of Christ's church, bound together in unity and worship through the power of the Holy Spirit. In our gospel reading today, Jesus speaks about being the gate, the point of coming in and going out. Perhaps these last 6 weeks have helped us understand more deeply the concept of coming and going, of opened and closed doors and gates. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote in one of his letters from prison that when celebrating Easter from a prison cell, one becomes acutely aware that the door is the only way out. And being a prison door, it can only be opened from the outside. When Jesus speaks of saving those who pass through the door, he has salvation in mind. He's offering an opportunity to step out into the world of life in its fullness, just as we might step through a prison door into freedom, just as we will eventually, when all this is over, step out of our front doors into freedom and into a new life. The picture of Jesus as a gate, depicted in John chapter 10, has with it the imagery of both a closed gate behind which the sheep are safe and also an open gate which leads to life-giving pastures. The open gate allows the shepherd to come in, to call, to lead his sheep where they can graze in safety. The psalm which is set for today, Psalm 23, and the rest of John 10 talks about Jesus being our shepherd, someone who protects, guides, leads and cares for us as individuals. He leads us out into the freedom of life that is truly fulfilled. The Latin translation of shepherd, pastor, has tended to associate the shepherd imagery with Christian ministry. The passage links the theme of Jesus as the gate and the role of the leader or the shepherd by emphasising that the sheep know the voice of the shepherd and will follow him through the gate. There's an implication in the parable that we are to make sure that we learn to hear and to listen to his voice, to recognise it. I wonder who has been the shepherd to you in your community during this time of social isolation. Who's called you up to check that you're okay? And as soon as you hear their voice, you know who it is, and you feel comforted. I imagine one of the voices has been your vicar Hayden, your shepherd, your minister, and other pastoral carers within your community. I know that I've been communicating with many folks in the Church Army community, which I belong to, and this is the same community that Yvonne Desroches, your future curate, belongs to too. Church Army is a community of like-minded Christians whose heart and passion is for everyone everywhere to encounter God's love and be transformed. A desire that everyone should learn to hear and recognise the voice of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Church Army evangelists are working within some of the most deprived and socially disadvantaged communities within the UK and Ireland. Communities where the vulnerability of the community means that they are an easy target for false leaders and false teachers. Folk who try to persuade the young woman to follow them to a better life, only to lead her into dangerous and abusive situations. Or the wolves who befriend the young teenager before luring him into a street gang from which he can't escape. The kind of false teachers who encourage the single mum to borrow money for the washing machine that she so desperately needs, only to land her with extortionate interest so that she's in debt beyond her means. And sadly, the current crisis is revealing so many false teachers, so many false leaders, who use the vulnerability of the current crisis for their own selfish gain. Jesus declares himself to be the shepherd, and those who will follow him will learn his voice, as well as being able to discern the voices of strangers. In the resurrection stories, Jesus came calling people by their names, Mary Magdalene in the Garden of the Resurrection, and Thomas, who had doubted. Jesus went out calling to his flock, wherever they were, be it walking on the road to Emmaus, or be it out fishing in the dark. Somehow, they came to recognise his voice. Maybe not an actual sound, maybe not an audible sound, but his voice inside them, the way it resonated within them. Jesus called to the first believers, and just as clearly he calls to each of us today. He called to Yvonne when he led her into Church Army. She heard his voice and followed that call faithfully. And I, for one, am so delighted because in Yvonne, I at times have heard the voice of Jesus speak directly to me. As a colleague and friend, I've been in awe of the easy and gentle way Yvonne can engage with others, especially those in pain and confusion. I've been amazed at the number of people she's spotted a vocation in and encouraged them to explore what Jesus might be calling them to do. I've been humbled by her faithfulness to the gospel and her desire to hear and to understand the voice of Jesus. This is the voice she listened to when she felt prompted to explore ordination. I recall the pain she went through following that call and the sacrifice she made to do so. When Yvonne does become your curate, you'll be gaining a Church Army evangelist. You'll be gaining a woman who knows how to share the gospel from the very depths of her being. And you'll have a mouthpiece. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, although by heck, she can natter. I mean in her, you will be on the receiving end of a woman whose faith and ministry within the Church Army has led many people to Christ and enabled them to be transformed. I pray that when Yvonne enters your gates, that she'll be a herald and a conduit of Jesus Christ, that together with her and with all those in leadership and oversight in your church family, you collectively will learn to listen to the voice of the shepherd, listen to hear what he has uniquely called you as a Christian community to be and to do in your locality, within and without your gates. Jesus says that he as the gate gives access to life in all abundance. And as the shepherd knows each of us by name and calls and leads us as individuals to abundant and eternal life. I pray that each and every one of you will hear Jesus call you by name and that with the loving care of your shepherds, you will accept the invitation of the shepherd and be called out from behind your gates and be engaged in the redemptive work of the kingdom here and now. Regardless of the current crisis, may we proclaim the freedom that can only be found in Jesus Christ, and may he be our comforter and our guide into the future that awaits us all, no matter how uncertain that future is. So on this Vocation Sunday, Lord, we pray that we hear your voice. We ask, Lord, that you lead us beside still waters and that you restore our souls. Amen.